This is Jen Roland, and I'm reading today's post, The Science Behind Deep Breathing, Why It Works to Reduce Stress and Pain. This week, I visited my physical therapist for a procedure called fascial counterstrain, a manual technique designed to provide pain relief by relaxing the fascia and restoring proper functioning to the body. Interesting fact, I saw the same therapist who treated entrepreneur, number one New York Times bestselling author, and philanthropist, Tony Robbins. I've been told I have moderate to severe inflammation in my body, which is not atypical for someone with chronic pain. Inflammation caused by illness, injury, stress, obesity, and other health conditions results in pain, stiffness, and tissue damage or death. My therapist believes inflammation reduced the blood flow to my extremities, resulting in decreased nerve fiber density as my tissues were deprived of oxygen. While this theory has not yet been proven, I witnessed the effects of poor circulation when I sit or stand still for a period of time. My feet often turn purple, my legs burn, and my hands become freezing cold. One of the things that came up in conversation with my physical therapist was natural ways to reduce inflammation. This information is helpful for anyone, not only those living with chronic pain or illness, but is especially important for those of us with systemic inflammation that affects our mood, sleep, digestion, and other aspects of our well-being. In addition to moving our bodies and following an anti-inflammatory diet that includes omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, and antioxidants, he suggested implementing techniques to help lower stress. Stress, whether caused by illness, injury, relationship issues, work, major life events, or unresolved emotions, fuels the pain cycle. See the diagram of the stress pain cycle in my blog post. Stress triggers a cascade of pro-inflammatory cytokines, including interleukin 1 beta, interleukin 6, tumor necrosis factor, or TNF, and interferon, which have been shown to affect neurotransmission, brain structure, and function. Most of us are familiar with deep breathing as a way to reduce anxiety and return the body to a baseline state. But what you may not know is that it has a slew of other health benefits. Slow deep breathing stimulates the vagus nerve, a bundle of nerves that exit the brainstem and are the main component of the parasympathetic nervous system, the system responsible for relaxing your body after periods of stress or danger. The vagus nerve also plays a role in digestion, heart rate regulation, and the reduction of inflammation in the body. Stimulation of the vagus nerve through deep breathing and other practices calms our autonomic nervous system and halts the secretion of stress hormones such as cortisol and adrenaline that can fuel the chronic pain cycle. While your body is complex and requires a multidisciplinary approach to healing, the exercises shared in today's post can help you moderate and reduce your symptoms, improve your ability to function, and enhance your overall well-being. Any breathing practices that alter the depth or rate by which you would normally inhale or exhale has physiological effects on the body, including a change in heart rate, blood flow, digestion, mood, and even pain perception. Without going too deep into how this happens, when we breathe in, our diaphragm, the dome-shaped muscle below the lungs that helps with respiration, moves down. This opens up the chest cavity, allowing the heart to expand slightly and blood volume to flow at a slower rate. The brain registers this change and sends a message back to the heart to speed up our heart rate. When we exhale, the diaphragm moves up, providing less space for the heart and causing blood volume to flow at a slightly faster rate. The brain registers this information via the SA node, or the natural pacemaker of our heart, to send a message back to the heart to slow down. Inhalation, therefore, speeds up our heart rate, while exhalation slows it down. This natural variability in heart rate, controlled largely by the autonomic nervous system, can be measured by something called heart rate variability. Heart rate variability is a good predictor of cardiovascular health and adaptability. It gives us insight into how our bodies respond to the environment, emotions, and stress. In a healthy individual, heart rate variability is generally higher. You can see the chart in my, in my blog for average rates by age and gender. It indicates an ability to adapt to stressful stimuli. When a healthy person's body encounters stress, their sympathetic nervous system, or the fight or flight response, kicks in, but only for a short time, until the threat passes. The parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest response, soon takes over, reducing heart rate and blood pressure, decreasing respiration, redirecting blood flow back to the organs that were considered not essential for survival during the stress response, and inhibiting production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. In someone who is chronically stressed, has experienced trauma, and or struggles with anxiety or fear, including fear of pain itself, as is common with pain catastrophizers, their body can get stuck in fight or flight mode. They live in a constant state of high alert that over time drastically impairs their physical and mental health. As a result, their sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems are out of balance, resulting in a low heart rate variability. Heart rate variability, which can be assessed through a device such as an Oura Ring or Apple Watch, is one way we can measure the effects of stress on our body. Other symptoms of chronic stress include low energy, unfocused thinking, feelings of anxiety, changes in appetite, irritability, and increased pain. Awareness of these symptoms and how we respond to them is key to our well-being. Side note, during sympathetic activation, when the body perceives a danger or threat, distal blood flow or blood flow to the areas furthest from our core decreases. This is observed as poor capillary refill, changes in color and temperature of the skin, pulses, meaning like an absent or diminished pulse at the wrist or ankle, and swelling. These symptoms are common in people with peripheral neuropathy and other chronic health conditions, but here's the good news. They can potentially be improved with exercise, an anti-inflammatory diet, and practices such as deep breathing that usher the body back into a relaxed parasympathetic state and restore blood flow to those distal areas of our body. In 2020, shortly after my chronic pain started and in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, my average heart rate variability was 22, which is incredibly low. Over time, as I have modulated my body's stress response through controlled breathing, music, meditation, and other strategies I'll discuss in future posts, it has increased to 31. While this is still far from where I wanted to be, it is progress, and I have hopes it will continue in a positive direction. By slowing our heart rate through deep breathing, meditation, and other relaxation strategies, we can calm our body's fight or flight response, reduce inflammation, restore blood flow, and return our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous systems back to their proper balance. In addition to reducing stress, deep breathing has also been shown to positively impact metabolism, sleep, lymphatic drainage, which removes toxins from the body, and cognition. Even things you are genetically predisposed to can be altered through intentional practices. Migraines, autoimmune conditions, and stress-induced disorders may run in your family, but you can still take proactive measures to reduce stress, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall health. If, like me, you've noticed stress makes your symptoms worse, practices like deep breathing can help. Here are three different breathing practices to try. Number one, diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing involves taking slow, intentional, deep breaths using your diaphragm while paying conscious attention to how the air feels as it moves in and out of your body. Begin by placing one hand on your abdomen at the waistline and the other hand on the center of your chest. Notice the rate and depth of your breathing. Next, slowly inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth for at least a count of 3 to 4 seconds. The best and fastest way to decrease stress is to emphasize and extend the exhalation. Since exhalation is what slows your heart rate, increasing the length of the exhalation to a count of 6 to 8 will activate your parasympathetic relaxed state. There's a link in my blog to a handout that goes into more depth about this. This breathing exercise is ideal for when you're feeling stressed, anxious, or fearful, and want to calm your body's fight or flight response. Practice it for 5 to 10 minutes a few times a day. For more information, you can download the PDF on my blog that outlines the benefits of diaphragmatic breathing and different techniques to try. You can also click the link in my post to schedule a call with me to find out which technique works best for you. Number 2, box breathing. This technique is used by Navy SEALs to relieve stress and improve focus. It works well in high-stress situations when we need to calm our autonomic nervous system while maintaining concentration. Box breathing got its name from the notion of dividing our breathing into 4 steps as if you were breathing along the edges of a box. With box breathing, also called square breathing, you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, and then hold for 4 seconds. And then this process is repeated. There's a link in my blog to a handout on the practice, as well as a YouTube video that you can use to follow along. Ideally, you'll do this for 2 to 5 minutes at a time. What separates this breathing exercise from others is the hold between inhalations and exhalations, which increases carbon dioxide in your blood. Doing so increases the cardioinhibitory response, which further lowers your heart rate and puts you in a more relaxed state. For more information on how this breathing technique can help you, you can click the link in my blog to more information. The last one, number 3, is breath prayer. Breath prayer combines the science of deep breathing with the spiritual discipline of prayer to reduce stress, foster gratitude, and grow closer to the Lord. Breath prayer reminds us that every breath is a gift from God and that His Spirit is nearer to us than our own breath. In silence and solitude, close your eyes and slowly inhale while whispering thinking a word or phrase, such as a name or attribute of God. It could be Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, Abba, Father, Jesus, any of those will work. Then slowly exhale, completing the phrase, either aloud or in your mind. For example, inhale, and I would think, Prince of Peace. And then as I exhale, you provide rest for my soul. I might inhale and think, Lord, my fortress and protector. And then exhale and think, you keep me safe. Another one, I would breathe in and think, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. And then exhale, I trust you to supply all my needs. And each of these are based in scripture. There are some additional examples on the printable handout that I've linked to in my blog, or you can search online for examples of breath prayers. The song below, Peace by Bethel Music, might also provide some inspiration. And I just encourage you to visit my blog to click the link to the YouTube video and listen to that for yourself. One variation of breath prayer is to breathe in the Spirit of God, the peace of God, the love of God, and to breathe out what we want to get rid of, the ways we try to control, reliance on ourselves, anxiety, fear, or feelings of unworthiness, shame, guilt. We push these things away with our breath as we meditate on the character of God and His promises. When I do this, I literally open my hands in a posture of receptivity and ask God to remove anything in my life that is not in alignment with His will for me. An act as basic as our breathing can be a powerful reminder that God literally breathed His life into us and He now lives within us in the form of the Holy Spirit. As we fill our lungs with the breath that flows from the author of life Himself, we can be still and know that He is sovereign over all things. We can let go of trying to control, cast all our anxiety on Him, and breathe in His peace. In His presence, deeper healing and transformation happen. By changing your breathing, you can literally change your health. In the short term, you may feel more relaxed, notice an increase in your heart rate variability, and experience decreased pain intensity. Long-term changes include reduced blood pressure, autonomic nervous system arousal, anxiety, and stress, along with improved focus, emotional regulation, and quality of life. In the words of Dr. Joe Tata on the Healing Pain podcast, many people with pain don't want to focus on their body because they see their body as a place that's unsafe. However, bringing them to the breath or an awareness of the breath introduces them to a bodily sensation that they can begin to approach and that they have some control over. And they realize when they approach it in a non-judgmental way, it has an impact on their pain or their emotional regulation. Then they have a bit of empowerment and they feel like, okay, I can do something for myself. I can do something to impact this pain. Deep breathing in and of itself will not get rid of stress or pain, but it can help you reduce them and experience peace that moves you in the direction of healing. Call to action. Deep breathing is a simple, cost-free way to dramatically improve your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Give one of the above practices a try and leave a comment on my blog to share your experience. Thank you, and I hope you'll tune in again next week. God bless.